Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this punk rock radio show. My friends, excited to be here. We just heard a brilliant song by a local band called Invasives. The name of the song is 101 Damnations. The local band Invasives just got back from their Canadian tour. For the month of April, Invasives went to Europe with Hanson Brothers, and Invasives, local Vancouver band, have a brand new 7-inch out. We will talk about all that stuff today on the show with Byron, who is the singer and the guitarist in the Invasives. Welcome to the show,
Mike. Hey! Welcome to me being here, something like that. Nice to be here, Tim. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will talk. You have lots of exciting stuff happening with the band. And
yeah, we're busy this year, so it's really nice.
Yeah, this is second coming to this radio station, to my show, let's say.
Yes, I wouldn't be on anybody else's show, Tim.
Thank
just
you.
Yours, sir.
Thank you for your loyalty. I know you brought some Canadian music to play for the listeners.
Yeah.
But let's start with your brand new 7-inch, which came out...
I guess it came out in late March.
Late March.
It's brand new here. It didn't get into Vancouver until about April. So,
but tomorrow you are playing the show at the Iron Road Studios. Tomorrow is a June 1st, Friday.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty late show, but you will have the 7-inch available for sale.
It's basically, it's like a 7-inch. It's like the release party, you know. It's the first time that we're playing with it available. So, yeah. And the show shouldn't be too late. We should be on by midnight. Things are running a little bit earlier over there for this show.
Okay, so I think the music starts at 10 o'clock at Iron Road
First
Studios.
First band 10, Death Metal Astronaut, then War Babies on 11, then we're on at midnight.
Perfect. And to spoil a little bit, not to spoil the surprise, but a little bit give some insider's information, which we have.
Yeah.
You will be playing both songs,
We'll be playing
tomorrow.
Both side A and side B tomorrow night. Yeah.
Embracing Evil is a side A, and Murder in the Afternoon is a side B.
Yeah.
You know, let's listen to those two brand new songs. Byron brought me this beautiful, beautiful green vinyl 7-inch, and I would like to share these two magnificent songs with listeners of CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Let's listen. So, this is Invasive, some brand new 7-inch, and we'll start the track on side A, Embracing Evil. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Well, let's listen. This is Embracing Evil from Invasives on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is weekly punk rock radio show We All Fall Down, and I have Byron from Invasives here in studio.
Hi, I drank too much coffee. I am sweaty and jittery and...
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Happy to have you here.
I'm going to do the best I can.
I'm sure you will, because I know a little bit about you, and you always do and perform the best out of yourself.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
We just heard two brilliant new songs by local band Invasives. The last track we heard, it was a B-side called Murder in the Afternoon, and the first track, it was a new song, Embracing Evil.
Yeah, dark, scary stuff.
You know, this is your brand new material, fresh two new songs, and I know... especially from your last show in November at the Media Club, that you have more than two new songs. How come you've chosen those two songs to put on this 7-inch? Are they different from the other material? Why those two?
Well, really, the reason why we picked those two is because they were the two strongest ones that we had worked out of the new material. And they were also the two that didn't really... I was already kind of envisioning what I wanted the album to be. Mm-hmm. And those two... I couldn't make the whole record flow from beginning to end in my mind with those two in there. So taking those two out, now sort of the new record, all the tracks for that seem to line up in a better sort of fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So what's different about those tracks opposed to the new material for the new record, which will be out soon?
Well, the new songs, it's sort of a story from beginning to end, and kind of like I don't want to say a rock opera, but it has like something in mind, like there's a beginning and a middle and an end. Mm-hmm. So lyrically, those two songs didn't really fit in. I did a lot of writing last year, and everything sort of got clumped into this one sort of idea, a theme for the record, which I'll keep top secret until
okay,
it comes
because
out.
I wanted to know. Okay, let's keep it top secret.
Yeah, and I don't know, I just really enjoyed those two. I liked how they went together. I thought that they stood on their own really well. Mm-hmm. And so the other guys, we all kind of agreed on that, and we were like, well, let's do these two. And our original plan was to do a series of 7-inches, which I think we'll continue to do after this new record that we make this summer. So in between albums, we'll continue to release 7-inches is kind of what we're trying to achieve. Yeah.
So this new 7-inch, you said it's very limited.
Yeah, it's like 500 copies or something. Mm-hmm. And it's on fancy green vinyl. And
yes, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, I think there's about... We split it half and half, so half of them are in Europe and the other half are here. Mm-hmm. So there's only about 250 here, which I don't know how many there are left of them. Not many, because we just sold a bunch out on the road and we've sent them out to... you know, be reviewed or played at stations, and so there's just a few left. So yeah.
The 7-inch will be available tomorrow at the show. Yeah. And where else can listeners find this brand new 7-inch?
You can get all of our stuff at a great website called Manic Pogo. Mm-hmm. They're based out of Seattle, and they deal with the Pack AD and No Means No and the Hanson Brothers, Victims Family, Removal, ourselves, and a whole bunch of other bands. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go shopping. And they've been very helpful. Go there, check out our stuff, manicpogo.com. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful guy runs it by the name of Brad. I hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag if he's trying to remain anonymous. But yeah.
The new record, you just mentioned the new record. Mm-hmm. You're recording it in summer, you said?
Yeah, we've got half of the material sort of already put together. We're going to work on the second half this coming month. And then it looks like we're going to be in the studio about partway through, what month is it, June? July. It'll be July. We finish it off and then mix and master and send it off for pressing and pick it up in Europe this fall when we're on tour over there.
Okay, so it will be pressed in Europe.
Yeah.
And you were planning to album to be out by fall?
It'll have to be out by November. And so it'll be available over here in North America as of probably mid December. Uh-huh. But we probably won't play a show until like January or something in Vancouver to promote
it. So this will be tomorrow, will be the only show in 2012 in Vancouver?
Quite possibly.
Whoa.
Unless somebody wants us to play. If somebody asked us to play, we might.
I want you to play.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll do one this fall. It's just that we'll come back and we'll want to promote the new record and people want to hear it. So it'll be more worth it, I think, for us to play after we get home. I mean, we never like to overplay in our own city.
But you shouldn't underplay as well.
I know. I feel like we kind of have been underplaying. We've only been playing like once or twice a year, maybe the past couple of years. But, you know, the people who come out are generally the same people that have been listening to us for a long time. So I don't want people to get tired of seeing us. They should, every time they see us, I should have a new wrinkle under my eye. I'm just a little bit more tired this time, guys. I hope you like it.
All right. So we have this idea just to going through each Invasives album, starting from the very beginning, playing one song from each album. So we would like to start with the very first record, The World's Gotta Go Round.
Yeah.
And this album was originally released by the different name, Married to Music.
That's right, yeah.
That was a long time ago, 2000...
I think it's 2003 this album came out. Yeah.
And then you changed your name to Invasives, and now... Yeah, you're right.
And I love this album. We had no idea what we were doing, and it's still my favorite one, just because it's the first one that we did. I don't know, I felt like... It's the hardest one for us to top. I like the way it sounds. Uh-huh. I like the songs. I like the way it came together. We had to work really, really hard, and I'm proud of it still. So that's nice. And the song we're going to play, World's Gotta Go Round, we're actually playing that at the shows. So it's been a long time. It's been like 5 years since we've been playing that song. Oof. So it's a little rusty around the edges, but I think we do it justice. And
So if you never heard Invasives before, we'll give you a pretty good... I don't know, good idea what the band is all about.
Yeah.
Started going through each album, picking one song. And let's start with the very first album, the very first song, The World's Gotta Go Round. And then we'll come back for the interview, and then we'll play a little bit more music for you. So this is Invasives, The World's Gotta Go Round.
Bring on the main course, the finest of course. With all your mouths full, you'll be happy to listen to me. I'd like to express our roaring success. The world is forever changed. We've everything to gain. Good night, I bid you. Your rides await you. As for the girl of my dreams, care to share a drink with me? A perfect story.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you, you know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet. Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's love, and in the end, it's love, and in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Weekly Punk Rock Show, and I have here Byron from the local band Invasives in studio. Hello, my friend, again.
Hello again.
We've played four songs from your four studio albums, from all of them.
One from each. It was the greatest hits.
Greatest hits compilation. The last one we heard, it was from your last studio album called Desk Job at Castle Dracula, which came out in 2010. And it was my favorite song from the album and by the band, called If I Was You. Yes, my favorite.
I'm glad you like that one.
Yes. Yeah, okay, before that we heard a song called Who You Are from a self-titled album which came out in 2008, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah.
I think so, I think, yes. Before that, we heard a title track from the album Sweet Kicking and Screaming, originally released as a Married to Music.
That's right.
But now it's Invasives.
Yes, we just keep
no marriage,
stuff
no
around.
Music, just
no,
Invasives.
It's all over.
And we opened this block of greatest hits by Invasives, the opening track from the debut album, and that's a title track. The name of it is The World's Gotta Go Around.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, let's move on. I know that you guys just came back from the European tour, which was end of March and
yeah,
big part of April.
Yeah, it was about 5 weeks. Yeah.
I know that you started in Germany. You arriving to Germany and no drummer.
I know.
And you had to perform as a side project, Billy Goat Heaven, also known as The Linesmen.
That's right. We are called The Linesmen now. Adam and I were working as the Hanson Brothers linesmen during their show.
Mm-hmm.
And at their suggestion, they said, you should just perform as The Linesmen. So we would just go on stage saying that Billy Goat Heaven has been suspended for this season or for the season or whatever due to, you know, poor sportsmanlike conduct or whatever, and then we'd go up and play, and it was really fun. But yeah.
So let's talk about this side project.
Yeah,
this is just you two brothers.
That's right. Yeah,
you and Adam.
Yeah.
And you playing drums, and I was impressed. I normally see you as the guitarist for Invasives, but you can play this this massive thing.
Well, you know, drums are my first instrument, and
really?
Yeah, I hadn't really played them at all since we started this band. So, I mean, Hans is much more proficient than I am. I'd get so tired, and I was so nervous after the first show in Hamburg, like the first one that we did. I ended up throwing up right after the show. but it was really fun. We knew that Hans couldn't do the whole trip, so in order for us to be able to get over there and share gear with the Hanson Brothers and make it worthwhile, you know, for both bands, Adam basically wrote the set in about a month, and we rehearsed it, and then we went over and we did that.
So I just saw bits and pieces on YouTube.
Yeah.
But is this totally instrumental? But I saw you have microphones. So
yeah, there is singing too.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, there's for some reason that stuff just didn't end up getting filmed. If you look up on YouTube, you can find it somewhere. I don't know. But the it was fun to do. We do sing. We'll probably be playing some shows this summer just as that band. So so look for The Linesmen. And we do a couple Invasive songs, but then the rest are all covers and originals. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and are there any plans to record as The Linesmen?
Well, we had plans to do that this summer, but now we're too busy with the Invasive
this
stuff.
The main band. Yeah.
So we will be putting something out at some point. Absolutely, uh-huh. Yeah. It's fun to do.
You just briefly mentioned, and I found this incredibly funny and interesting, that you were the actual linesmen for the Hanson Brothers, their brother shows. You were wearing the referee outfit.
That's right, yeah.
And what is the purpose of having linesmen during the punk rock show?
Keeping those guys in place is a real tough job. I mean, they're just troublemakers, and between, you know, Tommy not keeping focused and John roughing up people in the audience, we got to make sure that they're concentrating and doing their jobs. Otherwise, you know, it could be a total fiasco. So, you know, if we're there doing that, and it gets rough because then people from the audience get a little bit too excited and they come up there attacking us or throwing stuff at us. And a guy actually dislocated my shoulder when we were in Hamburg. So not only did I throw up after that show, then a guy pulled my shoulder out of its socket.
It's the best show of your life, I hope.
Oh, yeah, I hope. I don't want to repeat that one. I can't wait to go back. The show was great, but I'd like to do it with less physical injury.
Yes. And emotional outcomes.
Yes, I would like a positive emotional outcome, less physical, whatever you want to call it.
But so it's just like having a referee and linesman's at the show. This is just like basically the whole part of this Hanson brother extravaganza.
Totally, that's exactly what it is. And they, I mean, we're just a few in a long line of linesmen. They always have somebody doing the job. And
uh-huh.
It was fun for Adam and me to do it because, you know, we got to do it for so many shows in a row that we really got a shtick together. We knew what to expect from those guys. And yeah, from catching bottles to taking punches, basically. That's our job. Yeah. So we'd play all night. We'd play for, you know, an hour as Invasives, and then we'd immediately dress up in the costumes, get back out on stage, and then be out there for an hour and a half with them. So it ended up being pretty long shows for us.
And tiring.
Yeah. Nice. But I mean, I'd just stand on stage and drink beer when I was a linesman. It's pretty easy.
I know that you're during this European tour, you were doing this short videos on YouTube, Sudden Death Tour, five parts of that.
Yeah.
And I was following you in Europe. I was the help of YouTube.
Oh, awesome.
And in the part number four, you are performing the act of funeral for a pair of jeans and Converse shoes.
That's right.
What the hell was it?
You're going to have to ask John Wright about that one. He ripped his pants, and he's like, when we go to, where were we? We're in Frankfurt. He's like, he saved the pants and the shoes and was like, okay, when we go to Frankfurt, there's a place that we're staying in the back, has a big sort of courtyard and grounds, and we're going to bury these. We're going to have a funeral for them. And I said, okay. And then I filmed it and put it together, and I'm still not sure what that was all about, but the pants are still buried there when we go back to Frankfurt maybe this fall.
Maybe we'll use it.
We'll exhume them and hook them up to the car battery, bring them back to life.
So we have 10 minutes left. You just came back from Europe, and you told me that you met and found some great bands.
Yeah, I'd love to play two songs. One by a band called Beards that we played with in Leeds, who were a great band, two girls and a guy. Pretty fresh band. This is off their first record, which the title of the album escapes me right now. And the second track is from a great band from Slovenia called Polska Melka.
Uh-huh.
And they're wonderful people. We stay with their family when we're there, and they're very, very, they're good friends. And we miss seeing them this time around. We didn't get to visit with them. So next time I hope that we have time, because we all regretted not being able to see them. We miss you guys. We love you guys if you're listening.
Okay, so yeah, let's play. Let's start with the Beards, all the way from United.
All the way from from Leeds.
Leeds,
UK.
UK.
The album produced by Tina Oak.
Okay, let's do that. Beards on CITR.
I'm happy.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we're also available for CITR.ca. This is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down, and I have here Byron from Invasive's, local band from Vancouver, British Columbia. That what means local. Very good.
Wonderful to be here.
Let's quickly tell what we just played for the listeners of CITR. The last band, it was Polska Malka.
Yeah.
All the way from Slovenia, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
The name of the album is Moister Snezhinko, and I think Russian is relatively close to Slovenian, and I assume that means monster of the snowflake,
something like that.
And then the name of the song was Patok, and in Russian this word means a flow of water. Usually it's water, so I think that's probably close.
Yeah, and they're a great band. They're still going, and we played with them in 2010 when we were over there. They put us up and put on a couple shows for us, and we played with them, and they've been around since the late 80s.
Yeah, like I think this album's from 1990.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oof. And yeah, they're just wonderful people.
Polska Malka from Slovenia.
Yeah, that's right.
And the first band we heard, it was Beards from Leeds, UK.
Yeah.
And you said they're a relatively new band.
I think that album came out maybe a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they've been doing some touring, and I think been doing pretty good for themselves. You know, just they're young and they're really talented, and we really enjoyed the show, and they were one of the best bands that we played with while we were over there. So
Beards, the name of the album was Brick by Boulder.
Yeah.
And that was a track called Drive Time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great band.
So we're almost done. We have only 4 minutes left. Let's quickly announce the upcoming show, which is tomorrow at the Iron Road Studios.
Iron Road Studios, tomorrow night. First band on at 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah, should be a really good
The name
time.
Of the first band is...
It is Death Metal Astronaut.
After that, we have at around 11 o'clock, War Baby.
Yeah, War Baby.
And we will play, so we'll wrap up things with a song by War Baby, that's one of the opening bands for tomorrow night.
That's great.
The headliners, the masters of the universe, the rock and roll stars of Vancouver.
That's right.
Yeah. Invasives, you guys are on last headliners at around 12 o'clock at Iron Road Studios.
That is correct. And as a heads up, the 7-inch is also available on Bandcamp for free. So if you feel like checking out the tracks there, go to Bandcamp, Invasives at Bandcamp. You can also find it on invasives.ca. There's a link there, and to all of our records, but also to those free 2 songs. And then if you feel like supporting us, come on out and... buy the 7-inch, because there's nothing like having some lovely green vinyl that I just want to lick it when I look at it. It looks like candy.
Yeah, and it's like fresh new. It looks clean. It looks
it's whatever. Brand new and shiny. Clean. Yeah.
So okay, well, I hope they did a pretty good promotions, and tomorrow you will run out of.
Yeah, hopefully buy them all. I want to sell them all.
Alright, so yeah, if you don't know where Iron Studios is located, look it up on the internet. There's a Facebook page for this venue, and there's also, it's easy to find on the internet.
Yeah.
There's an address. Yes, and we'll both see you tomorrow night at the Iron Road Studios.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
And yeah, as I mentioned, we will finish up things with War Baby, one of the opening bands at tomorrow's show, that their song called A Horseless Headman from their, I think it's a new release, Jesus Horse.
I believe so.
Perfect. Okay, my friend. Thank you so much for coming to the show and talking to me, spending some time here.
My frickin' pleasure, Tim.
And yeah, I hope to have you back when the new album will be ready.
I'll be back next year.
Yeah.
I'll be here with an album, one with your name on it. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Tim.
And this is War Baby. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Calls and sounds, invisible hands upon the mail. Legless foot, faceless eyes, armless hounds. Horses hell, visible gas, city of hell. Come apart, faces dark, down the hill. See the black canvas for the new world. See the black. She's a rock.
Goodbye.